Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey hustlers, we know that this 2024, the entrepreneurial journey is filled with challenges. An often overlooked aspect is the time-consuming task of processing payroll and managing government requirements. And did you know that the average admin spends a whopping 50 hours per month dealing with just government compliance? That's time you could be spending on growing your business, or let's be honest, taking a well-deserved break. But fear not, we got a game changer for you. Introducing Sprout Solutions and their tailored solutions for MSMEs called the Payroll Starter. With Sprout Solutions Payroll Starter, you can finally reclaim your time and get your life back on track. Say goodbye to the stress of remembering tax dates or worrying about missed payroll runs. This bundle is designed to make your life easier and your business more efficient. And here's the best part. The cost starts just at 5,000 pesos per month for businesses with up to 10 employees. Yep, you heard that right. That's just 5,000 pesos per month. So why spend another minute drowning in payroll paperwork when Sprout can revolutionize the way you manage your payroll and government requirements? Take the first step towards a more efficient business today. Visit sprout.ph/payrollstartermonthly5k. If you missed that, don't worry. We have it in the description box of this episode. So click that too. And again, big shout out to Sprout Solutions because your time is too valuable to be spent on paperwork. Reclaim it with their Payroll Starter. Now let's begin this episode.
The Hustle Share podcast is brought to you by Union Digital Bank, a fully digital bank with a mission to empower every Filipino everywhere by providing easy access to digital financial services for consumers and businesses. Union Digital Bank partners with startups to co-create financial products to meet the needs of their customers. Contact Union Digital Bank to explore how they can power your platform with embedded financial services. For more information about Union Digital Bank, please see their website at www.uniondigitalbank.io. Stay updated by following them on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Also by Shoppable Business, your number one source for procuring products for your business in the Philippines. Discover authentic branded products online. Shop bulk, save big, and secure authentic products with official sales invoices at Shoppable Business today. And also brought to you by DragonPay. DragonPay is the pioneer in alternative payments in the Philippines. DragonPay is the reigning fintech of the year in last year's Philippine Fintech Festival. Sign up now at www.dragonpay.ph.
I got multiple mentors to guide me. So parang they guided me on don't do those things. So as the, I guess as the captain of the ship, you don't need to do clerical things. Get someone, even if you need to invest on more people, get someone to do this para just to free up tasks.
Welcome to Hustle Share, the podcast that features the daily grinds of unique hustlers around the world to show not our differences, but that our hustles are very much alike. Now here is your host, Ronster Baityong.
Welcome to the latest episode of the Share Podcast. We finally got the guy. Okay, first of all, I want to apologize for saying that it took this long. It's super busy. But I've been low-key fanboying on your stuff. I've seen you guys go full circle, front and center on several times, especially during the elections a couple years ago. You know, Tanghere was all over. It's not the Tanghere that Jose Rizal put out, it's the Tanghere that is making a killing this era. And of course, that's not going to be possible without their most buggy founder and CEO, Mr. Martin Peña Flor. Woo-hoo! Welcome to the show, Boss Buggy.
Patay ako na nag-wave, tapos nagpapashoutout. But thanks for having me here, Ron.
He did wave. So whoever... he did wave. So for those of you who are listening, he did wave. Just imagine the most foggy guy in the world. Again, I've known this guy for almost 5 years now. We were batchmates in, what was this? Final Pitch Season 3 ba or 4? I don't even know.
I think it's Season 4.
Yeah, 2019, right before the pandemic, right? We both were finalists, but I'm not gonna deny he's the most foggy in that batch. Okay, that's his. All right, yeah, he wore the nice suit, right? And then our batchmate, like Mommy MK, also was there, and a lot more. But again, you've since then you've already been making a killing. But after that, my God, you've been everywhere. But man, before I get carried away, I need to ask you the million-dollar question. Martin, what's your hustle?
What's my hustle? So our goal sa Tangere is to be able to provide accessible research all sizes of companies. So,
love it.
Yeah, so small, okay. Medium enterprises. Market research, dati. Lang yan, large enterprises lang yan ron. So yep. Our goal
and very expensive.
Of course, yeah.
Right, but I've been wanting to ask you this, and ever since, I think I've asked you, but I probably forgot the answer. Why Tangere? Why do you name it Tangere of all names?
That's a good question. It's lagi tinatanong yan during sales presentation. Tangere kasi came from, we had this idea from Jose Rizal. No name Tangere. That's touch me not.
Yep.
So Tangere kasi it's the opposite. It's to touch. We have this mobile application with almost mag 1 million users na kami.
Wow.
Our target is to double it this year at 2 million. So we have this user who regularly answers our survey. So to touch Android app. And in a way, touching lives na din. In 5 years of operations, we've had almost 200,000 winners already of
phone,
cash. Yeah, dami na. So we're touching lives of our respondents in a way. Nakatulong kami sa kanila. It's part of our advocacy in the company.
And yeah, this guy is popular. Everybody wants him. Just try it. Just look it up. Look Martin Peñaflor on social media. There's no post of this guy that doesn't get massive virality. It's always viral. Hi, Boss Bogey, blah, blah. Everybody wants to suck up on him. And that's what we need to find out. How did he go from just being Pogi? But poggy, but wanted by everybody. And because we're going to have to go all the way back and understand his origin story. Because we're going to have to ride the Hustle Share time machine. Ha, what's poggy? Wait lang. Gets bumpy along EDSA. All right, sounds good. So now what we want to find out really, Boss Poggy, is... Sorry, I'm so used to calling you Boss Poggy, so... If you guys get annoyed by me calling him Boss Poggy, why don't you just join me? If you bump into the guy, just call him Boss Poggy, whether it's going to Gosho in the streets or wherever. That's how he goes by. But Martin, what I want to understand is like, okay, every hustler, I've seen you hustle. I love what you do. And I also am very, very impressed of how you kept this going. Because I'm not sure if you actually did raise VC funding. But we'll talk about that later. But I want to understand first the origin story of one Boss Poggy. What was it like growing up? Who were your early inspirations or role models in hustling?
It's a good question. So, grew up in Cavite. So
where in Atibak?
Imus, Cavite.
What? I'm in Imus right now. Are you kidding me?
Saba?
Yeah.
Okay. Almost mistaken for Bongrevilla San because of the Dakilay. I grew up there.
You're supposed to be in Bacoor if you're a Revilla, not in Imus. So
never actually Bacoor. We're boundary of. So if you're in the living room, you're in Imus. I mean, we're actually right in the middle. If you're
wait, in Molina area, where is this?
You know the Maynilad in the Sofia Auto Supply.
I don't know it. So honestly, I'm a fake Caviteño because I just moved here during the pandemic after I bought my mama's house. My wife's from Cavite. So I don't know shit. I only know the main thoroughfares. But when people say, somebody saw one time I went to the barangay hall. It's like, yeah, you can go to Pagasa. Where? In Project 7? Why would I go to Project 7? Right? Like, no. So I don't know anything about Cavite. But okay. So you're really in the border of Imus and Bacoor. And what was that community like?
I'm 5 minutes away from you, Ron, right now pala.
Oh,
that is like growing up. So grew up with one brother and a cousin na really close kami. Our main bonding moments, manood na wrestling. So my
chat
is Shawn Michaels. So I have
HBK.
That's the first thing I bought with my first salary when I in United Laboratories. Yung actually bumili ako trading cards of Shawn Michaels.
Are you kidding? Boss Pogi as Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels. There you go.
Heartbreak Kid and Triple H. So that's our
DX.
Inspiration growing up. Then eventually, really a big wrestling guy. So started with then college period, si Kurt Angle. So this was my mantra when I was in college. Yung three eyes of Kurt Angle. Ano yun? Intelligence, intensity, integrity. So
I'm a big wrestling fan too. And it's so weird. I'm just going to come clean, man. During the pandemic, right? Everything just got warped in. And for some reason, during the pandemic, every single person that was stuck at home went back to their original interests growing up. And I was a big wrestling fan. I watched wrestling in the Ruthless Aggression era. Mm-hmm. With my grandma. So that was our thing. John Cena, Batista, whatever, Eddie Guerrero, right? So yeah, and during the pandemic, I got rekindled with my fan for. So ever since I've been actively watching Raw, SmackDown, and even AEW. So okay, I'm a mark now. There you go.
You're a mark now. That's good.
Yep.
So yeah, it's Kurt Angle. So use it to pass college. So graduated sa La Salle Dasmariñas. So pure Caviteño.
Oh my God! My wife's from La Salle Dasma.
Ah, talaga? But I'm 5 years older. Siguro, hindi kami nag-abot.
Yeah.
Ang my course, industrial engineering. So I use that to leverage on my course sa college to get work. First job, United Laboratories. I mentioned first sweldo ko, I bought a Shawn Michaels trading card.
Unilab where?
United Laboratories sa Mandaluyong. So I was started really as, I was a glorified clerk sa United Laboratories.
Okay.
So I was actually part of their implementation of this big ERP system. So supposed to do analyst work. Pero most of the time, my boss back then, shout out na lang. So most of the time, my task was to deposit money sa banko, buy food for the Indian consultants. But in a way, nag-join ako sa meeting. So that's where I learned the system that they were implementing. So use it, fake it till you make it. I applied as a consultant for SAP. So I did that for 13 years, got multiple certifications. I'm actually one of the multi-certified consultants in
amazing.
The world. Here in the Philippines, Southeast Asia, and Europe. So tsaga-tsaga lang. I live in Cavite. Our first job is in Quezon City. So I studied sa MRT to get my certification.
Oh my God.
That's worth it naman because SAP is a very lucrative job. So madami na ipon. So can I continue, Ron?
Yeah, go.
Minsan madaldal ako. Something
no, that dude, we're here to talk one and a half hours at least. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So I use that. Telling the origin story. So, may mga savings naman ako noon. And, of course, majority, if you do a survey, that's what we're doing now of startup founders in the Philippines. Majority of them were inspired by the show Startup sa HBO. Yeah. So, na-inspired din ako doon. And, of course, being a big wrestling fan as well, it was a time na si John Cena was the world champion. So, what's his tagline, Ron?
Hassle, loyalty, and respect. There you go.
So we did the hassle. Mm-hmm. My hassle when I was working, kasi commute time 4 hours. So studied. So that was my hassle. Then did a lot of savings. May naipon naman in a way. So I was thinking of business back then. Then was 2016. It's the height of, you know what happened during 2016, like Ron. So there were a lot of name calling in social media. Ganun. So
Duterte.
Yeah, everyone's calling each. I don't know if I can say the colors, but everyone was saying was calling each other different colors depending sa political views mo. So I thought of something. So what if there's an application where you can get in almost real time the approval ratings of the President Duterte. Right.
Where you don't have to buy cups from 7-Eleven.
So what I did, Ron, so I downloaded Tinder.
What?
So, nag-download ako ng Tinder. So, I studied the interface just for the
interface. UI, okay.
Just ano lang naman, disclaimer lang. Madami din nag-alak. So, pero hindi ko pinapansin.
Okay. So, swipe right all the time. Okay. Finally, swipe right. Okay.
So, I studied the interface and I don't have any background sa app development. So what I did, I did another hassle. So nag-self-study ako. May ligaw mag-self-study. I self-studied on Android application and iOS. So
wow.
Self-study lang. So the first MVP of our app, si Tang Hickory. I mean that, si Android and iOS, after 3 months of studying. Very, admittedly, ang pangit niya. So, but we were able to get this app working. Okay. So the next step now is... of course, build a community that will answer the app. So that's the
amazing
quick origin story of Tang Hickory.
Okay. Now, before we talk about Tang Hickory in depth, and we'll really do a deep dive on how you did it, there's one thing I need to understand first. Because, again, a lot of us hustlers come from multiple, I've seen common paths. But from people that have gone through corporate and made the leap, there's always that pivotal moment of why they took the leap. But also, there were a lot of moments where they're scared shitless because salary can be very addicting.
Yeah.
Stability can be very addicting. But I want to understand two things, Boss Bogey. First off, when you were starting out as a clerk in Unilab, right before you took on the SAP consultancy gig, right? At that point, did you already had like dreams of like, hey, I don't want to do this forever. These are just skills that I needed to accumulate so that I can do my shit on my own. Or did that come along the way? And how did you really nurture the type of skills that, you know, prepared you to make that jump? I want to understand that process of you finding that itch and that moment where, you know what, game na. Of course, you already told us what happened with the Tinder thing and really understanding the whole thing. But I think there is a process that brewed over before you got to that moment. Can you talk about that?
Okay, let's rewind a bit. Shout out to Sir Ding Dong. May moment doon when I was working in Unilab. So I came from the public market. So those who are not yet familiar, may palengke near United Laboratories before. I bought fruits. So that was my job. And then there's this one guy there, one of the consultants. Naka-open sa laptop niya yung ano. There's this video of you know the book The Secret by Rhonda. Yep. Forgot the last name. So medyo nabangha ako doon. So, oh, what's this? So, and sakto, it's the 15th of the month. So, I bought the book.
Na Law curious, of Attraction.
Bought the book. The Law of Attraction and anything. And then I started to practice it. Like, just a minimal. Pinapractice ko lang. What if this really working? Like I back then, my salary Ron was around 10,000 pesos. So I always going home. I always pass by Shangri-La. So I was looking at yung mga Nintendo DS. So I was imagining playing those things. So something happened. So parang diba the Law of Attraction according to the book. Just focus on things that you like. In 2 weeks, I got a
wow.
So practice more. So PSP naman. Wala pang bili. Dumating din. So my mom won the lottery. So pero not the jackpot. She won
still.
Still, she won the lottery around 100,000 pesos, which enabled me to buy a PSP. But doon ko naisip na there's something bigger than doing the clerical work here in United Laboratories. I don't want to stay here for a long time na doing this. Ayoko naman tumanda na ganun lang. Okay lang, I speak in Taglish.
Yeah, go.
Yeah. Kasi some of our followers might be listening.
Let's do it. You can do it. If you want to speak Bisaya or pure Cavite if you want. Just kidding.
Sorry.
Naulan, natawid, you know.
But yun lang. So, realize there's more to life than this. And then, another thing happened. So, this consultant gave me this book that really, I think this fueled the fire sa akin in terms of entrepreneurship. The Good to Great by Jim Collins.
I love it. The Red Book.
So, binigay sa akin. So, he was reading it. Tapos niya na. So, that was a parting gift of that Indian consultant. So, he gave it that Good to Great. Then, my commute going back to Unilab is around 3 hours. So, use the time to read the book. So, that really inspired me to... Yeah, yan yung starting ko talaga. That fueled the fire. And then eventually, that inspired me to do SAP consulting, self-study, and that's the rest of our history.
Got it. Now, so I'll just chime in on that one. I totally agree with the law of attraction. At one point around, 2009, 2010, I still remember this YouTube video, right, of law of attraction. And I also watched that. And I've always been a daydreamer. I've always been daydreaming about things, but what that video teaches you is to believe regardless of what your environment teaches you to do. And I even had this moment in 2014. I mean, I've always been practicing it, but you know, sometimes the killer of law of attraction is doubt. But in 2014, during Kickstart, after Kickstart invested, and we had a workshop and they asked us to create a mood board of all the dreams that we've always wanted. And it's in a nice rectangular corkboard.
Yeah, yeah.
All of my peers also did it, but for some reason I just got super duper thing. So what they did was they asked us to download photos from the internet and have it printed out. So I think we eliminated all the ink on Kickstart on that day. So my peers were able to do it, naman. But the weird thing about what I did. Was so there's a brown rectangular corkboard, right? And you pin all of those things. What I did was I went and exceeded beyond the borders of the corkboard. Because what that meant was, shit, my dreams are bigger than what the boundaries would give me. And I look back, 10 years after, it's going to be 10 years. I'm actually going to post about it this year. A lot of what I wanted in 2014, I'd say probably half at least, or probably 70%. In a 10-year span, I was able to get it. Wow. So number one, buy my mom a house, marry my dream girl, give back to USD. Even the wildest thing, moonshot, like meeting my idol, Chauncey Billups, in the flesh.
Where did you meet Chauncey Billups?
Last year in Portland. I went to Portland and I met him in person.
He's a coach of Portland.
Yes. I mean, these things, and that is the manifestation of law of attraction. But what people don't understand sometimes, and this is where people just need to, there are things that you attract that can happen overnight. Mm-hmm. But there are things that just take so much time. What you don't want to end up with is stop believing just because it did not happen overnight. Because great things, this is what happens, but this is what Good to Great tells you. In order for you to become a level 5 company, this shit takes time, right? Now, that's what I want to understand before we now take our first break. SAP, you saw that is a path for you to change your life from 10K clerical work, SAP consultant. But you also grinded that out there. Talk to me about the hustle in there and what were the skills you were able to accumulate. Because SAP, I've had a chance of guesting the CEO of SAP here in the Philippines a couple of years ago. And it's the best in the business, you know, in what they do. But once you get to that, it's basically a hustle because it's not an easy platform to master. What was that evolution of you like during that SAP grind from the start all the way for you to becoming the SAP expert or ERP expert that you are now?
That's a great question. Started with the consultants. Alam ko yung sweldo ng mga Indian consultant. Like,
how much were they making, if you don't mind me?
Yung iba, yung times 12 ng sweldo ko, times 15. So,
alam
ko, Indian consultant sila. So, kaya ko din to. Kakayanin ko din. That's I believe.
You believe.
Looks easy at first. Kasi I was sitting in. Nakakuha ko agad yung concept ng configuration among others. So, I gained knowledge by sitting and doing the minutes of the meeting. So, yung minutes of the meeting right now, it's a very important skill na...
Yep.
Emphasize ko ngayon sa lahat ng mga members or partners namin, employees in the company, always do minutes of the meeting, babalikan ka. Then you'll also learn something from it.
Yeah.
And then I grind ebooks. May uso pa ebooks nun. So I had this very small phone. Wala pa lang picture. So the old Sony na around 3 inches, I read ebooks there. Mm-hmm. Very going to Mandaluyong to Cavite. So, doon ako nababasa. Ay, di buti, di ako nanakawan. Kasi, lagi na.
You're macho eh. Who will dare? Okay?
Sana nakasando lang ako pagpa-uwi. So,
oh, there. So, who would really dare? Do you wanna be switching music in the middle of EDSA? Okay.
Baka ma-10 degrees sa EDSA. So, yun. Studied there. So, then, I applied for work. Kasi mag-end doon ako noon eh. Mag-end of the contract na. So, I had the chance to renew, do clerical work for another year, or try my luck or with the SAP partners in the Philippines. So, I decided on the latter. So, because of that, wala akong work for 3 months. So, I had no money for 3 months. But I kept on applying. I was rejected, similar to my experience with venture capitalists. I was rejected by around 15 companies kasi I had no experience. So, the last thing na lang when I was about to give up hope, pauwi na ako noon in Baclaran. So, rode a bus. A company called me asking for an interview kasi nag-back out yung candidate. So, I grabbed the opportunity, studied hard. Yun, so, I was a trainee consultant, na certain naman. Then, really, my key there, if you follow yung Slam, do you watch Slam Dunk, Ron?
Yep.
Or there's
Are
always...
Are you Sakuragi?
Sakuragi. There's always this one guy, si Rokawa, that's in front of him, that lagi niya sinusundan yung shadow. So he had this SAP expert back then. So siya yung lagi sinusundan. Si Jeff. Shout out kay Jeff.
Shout out, Jeff.
Certification ni Jeff, di ba? So wanted to emulate him. So studied. I borrowed books sa kanya. Studied during my biyahe. Was deployed to projects, got rejected by clients for being so young, did not give up, studied again, got certification until such time na I already have 5 certifications in 2 years, I think.
Wow.
Hindi ako ma-reject ng mga client kasi mas maalam pa tong batang to. Back then, I was around 24, kesa dun sa mga senior consultant. I was really
young
and alam ko din yung business process. So that's where it started. Been doing it for 13 years and lucky enough to be one of the pioneers of SAP here. And because of that experience, so I use it to leverage now and propel and to start the company. So.
Okay. Last question before we take our first break.
Sure.
All right. During the grind, a lot of people dreaming and aiming for a better life. And apparently, I just learned this a few years ago. Actual term pala is called social mobility. Social mobility means you're able to level up in economic class in life, right? So say for example your norm is at D. If you have social mobility, you then are able to level up to C, to B, to A and whatnot, right? And the sad reality, so I'm going to segue this, I'm just going to go on tangent a little bit. In the States now, it's very uncommon that offspring of Americans are able to out-earn their parents, right? So what are the probable reasons here? Is because, okay, they have dreams, but somewhere during the grind, they give up, right? But you didn't, Martin. That's what I want to understand, right? Because when, again, you were failing, you were getting all these 15 rejections, when, you know, it's just so easier to give up because it's just so hard and whatnot. And I'm pretty sure you had a lot of moments where, you know what, maybe this is for me lang. This is me lang talaga eh. Couple that sometimes with your environment where people are like, just don't be ambitious. Just be who you are. I want to understand how you fought that battle. Because how you fought that battle, obviously in the end game, you're able to win against it. You're able to beat the odds, right? You're able to win the Royal Rumble.
Uh-oh,
all right? Even after you entered as the first entrant, okay? How were you able to plow through during those times where doubt was and giving up was just probably the easier option?
Maganda yung question. It goes back here to Shawn Michaels. So, di ba, he had this injury 1998 with the WrestleMania with Stone Cold. So, he was fighting a back injury back then. After, then he got punched by Tyson. So, then, majority thought that he can't make it. He won't make a return. Yeah. But we were surprised when he returned versus Triple H, I think.
Yes.
Back in the early 2000s. So, yeah. Around 2003, he hindi sumuko si Shawn Michaels. I think he continued fighting for his dream. So that's why I really like the story now. So I have this Shawn Michaels, Edge, and Bryan Danielson, Daniel Bryan. Yep. All of them fought through major injuries. Akala nila, some people wanted them to give up, but they still work hard, persisted, and then they came back. So I guess I emulate them in a way na... Walang susuko. Even I got rejected by multiple companies, get rejected by multiple VCs, got rejected by a lot of clients. So we hindi kami sumuko. I'm still here, still fighting naman. So like for me, when I was starting, it was really easy to give up na when I was rejected by this one big bank here in Makati as a consultant because I was young. And then I thought I was about to be fired. So 11 a.m. pinaalis ako ng Makati. I was riding the bus going to Cubao. Then my boss was calling because I was about to be replaced. I really thought I was going to be fired. But I used that to quote si Ja Morant, Ron. So I was taking down notes. So right. I use those things to inspire me na just to do better na lang. So you won't right. be rejected anytime. I had my other certification 2 weeks after I got rejected. So I got inspired there. So sunod, laban lang.
I love it. And that's a great thing. I also use that strategy. My role model naman. Because at the end of the day, you're going to have to find role models. Right? Whether it's immediate, whether it's your family. Now, if you cannot find it within your immediate circle, find it with someone that you admire and follow the path. And one thing about these role models is typically at one point, they were arrogant, then they got humbled, and then they fought their way back. Yeah. Very similar to why Chauncey Billups is my hero, right? He was drafted third overall, and then he bounced around the league, 4 teams in 2 years. He almost was out of the NBA and then he was able to find his way back, become a champion in Detroit, and became a board. Hopefully this year, 2024, he becomes a Hall of Famer already. He's been nominated.
This year. Wow, galing.
Hopefully. He's always been a finalist. He never got nominated as a first ballot one. But sorry, it doesn't matter as long as you end up in a thing. Again, and the common denominator about our role models here, Boss Pogi, is that they never gave up.
Right.
They never thought, at one point, they had the idea that, hey, the world owed them something. Until they realized, hey, there are a few people who are lucky that are given opportunities from the get-go. For a vast majority of us who came from the bottom, you have to take it. Not even earn it. You have to take it because sometimes it does not exist. You have to make it and take it. Now, that's amazing. That is your first break. And when we come back, we will now talk about how then again you went from doing SAP work, ERP work, to then creating Tanghere after you did your Tinder thing. Well, let's talk about that more after the break.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, I have a very, very exciting opportunity I want to share with you guys. If you're a B2B startup founder, listen up. Your ticket to growth is here. Introducing Impact 24, the Philippines' largest B2B SaaS challenge. Calling all startups in their pre-launch, pre-seed, or seed stages, this is your chance to accelerate their growth. Submit your pitch to Impact 24 and get ready for a 10-week intensive program to elevate your solution. What's in it for you? How about up to 500,000 pesos in MVP project support, exclusive credits from industry partners, personalized mentoring, and a shot to pitch at SaaSCon PH, the country's biggest SaaS conference this April. But yo, you gotta hurry up because submissions close on January 26, 2024 already. Don't miss out on this opportunity to take your startup to new heights. Apply now at saaschallenge.ph. That's saaschallenge.ph. And good luck, and I'll see you guys in Impact 24. And we're back in the break. We are still with Martin Peñaflor, aka Boss Foggy of Tanghere, who then again told us his origin story, how he was able to plow through. And prior to that, he also told us how he created the very first MVP or prototype of Tanghere using Tinder. And he swiped everyone. So now everybody thinks this guy is a fuckboy. I want to understand now. So you created this MVP. We'll go straight to that moment. When you created the MVP, you were still at work. You still had a job by doing this. So well, that's what a lot of startups founders typically do, right? You know, you're at work, you wanted to dabble into entrepreneurship. So when you created the MVP, what happened next and how were you able to validate that this is something that had legs on it?
Going back to the MVP. So we have this app now. The next thing here is, we need someone to answer the survey. So we started with the hook. So doon nagsimula, we started to give up phones. So using our own money. There are 5 founders in the company. Most of them friends talaga.
Okay.
Just needed 5 kasi back then, it's SEC regulation.
Correct, correct.
But it's 5. Right now, it's 1-person corporation. Mm-hmm. So we had around 50,000 pesos in budget starting. So I gave 40K yata, and then the rest filled up the rest of the amount to 50K. So we had this 50K. So we were drinking. We were actually drunk back then, planning noon. January 2018 yun. So we were doing our planning. So still looking for the scribbles noon. So so the first cost that we need to pay will be the token. So back then, there was cell phone worth around 8,000.
Yeah.
And yeah, we created the page. Walang the like. Walang sumasagot. So, kaya, kasi we're brand new. So, we boosted in a way. So, that's another 2,000 pesos down the drain sa amin.
Thank you, Mark Zuckerberg. There you go.
Thank you sa boost. So, yeah, we had around 1,000 followers noon. But in terms of the download, konti pa. So, we use another 5,000 in Google. We had a lot of dummy accounts. So we used another 5,000 in Google Ads for my download. So that's where the download came in. We got around 100 users back then.
Nice.
So now we started promoting now the phones to be the first ever surveyed approval rating of the of President Duterte, Vice President, Senate President among others during that time.
Yeah.
So walang sumasagot nung survey sa Simulab, then of course the real hurdle that I always tell to my mentees sa Go Negosyo is that what you need to build trust sa founders nyo, sa users nyo. So they're just seeing the Tanghere logo. Sino yan? So we really took off in terms of 1,000 users kaagad na sumagot ng survey when I went live. So promoting hindi na kasi we were just posting cell phone. Most of them were thinking that we're scam. So even if we're boosting, paying Facebook, paying Google, we're down. Most of them, since konti pa lang followers, thought that we're a scam. So I always tell them na my mentees, based on my experience as well, when we changed now our posts focusing on sa akin kasi walang ano eh, we needed to have a volunteer ally, so I'm so ako na yung face ng company. So I was doing live short videos, pinopromote namin yung live ko. So that's where they got intrigued. Sino ba tong si Martin na mamibigay ng cellphone on this date, sasagot ka lang ng survey. So when I went live, I had around 1,000 viewers. Doon ako nagulat, first live ko 1,000. So that's
are you sure they went in not because of your cell phone, not because you're poggy?
Maybe, I don't know. Majority of our users back then were female, millennials.
Hala, I know who they are. They're the ones who just swipe right on in Tinder.
So yun, they so first thing that we had to do was to build trust in the company. So let's say one of my mentees, ginagamit niya cartoon characters in his logo for a lechon manok. So why? And because that represented now her husband. So my advice to her during one of our Go Negosyo sessions, I'm an active mentor sa Go Negosyo, is can you replace your logo with a photo of your husband? Make it like a legacy brand. And with that advice,
Pampanga's best.
Parang Pampanga's best. Si Lola yung ginagamit. Recipes. No? So, dito sa kanila, when she changed it, tumas yung benta nila. So, it's the same principle that we followed when we were starting. Just build trust. They need to know that someone is behind the company. So, that's where we started. And every week, we were giving out phones hanggang sa maubos yung 50,000 namin. So, another problem came in. So we had users already, but we no longer have money. So that's the riddle of startups. Yun.
Then how did you find the... Okay, so you at least... That's all correct. You're able to find initial traction. But that's where I really want to piece this together. Because you can't just be, you know, shelling out money that you don't have every time. You have to meet all that supply with demands at one point. Walk me through how you were able to then create the business model around this. There's a lot of startups that are able to build a product. Not everybody gets to build a sustainable business model. Where did the path towards sales come from?
It took a really long time. So, so first year, so that was the first 3 months, we had around 10,000 users. Uh-huh. We just really wanted to have data that we can present. So back then, our... 2018, May 2019 elections, we were targeting it. So we wanted to have a data. So we showed it to different bloggers, the DDS bloggers, Dilawan bloggers. Then we got their comments. So well, this can be a good approach for, but take note that elections are seasonal, sabi ng isa, but it's really not seasonal, Ron. So even up to now, dami na kagad pumipesto for 2025 and 2028. But going back, so then we got their feedback. So in a way, we really thought that once we post a rating, it will go viral. So mali ang assumption namin. So for we just got feedback basically. Wala masyadong word of mouth in terms of our survey results back then 2018. And we were running out of money. So the next logical thing to do is to sell my watches.
Wow.
So I had this Seiko collection before, Grand Seiko, kasi may mga I was doing SAP consulting. So isa-isa, binenta ko just to fund our payroll. Back then, tatlo yung family members that were the husband of the wife of one of our founders.
Yeah.
For example, helping us out, the cousin, sila yung tumutulong. So kailangan ko ng pansweldo sa kanila. So starting selling watches one by one, 100,000, 200,000, that lasted us around one watch that lasted us around two to three months kasi our cost of service back then was really the database cost and
correct,
the
price.
And we were not earning any revenues. Whew. So, and then something happened then, Ron, na our head of sales now, si Irk. So met him in Cebu. I was doing, kasi I really need to work pa to fund the company. Yeah. So I was doing consulting work in Cebu. So I met him there. So he got interested in the company. So that's where the business model came in. What if we pivot now into, kasi what's our strength? Who's our connection? Those large enterprises, micro, small enterprises. What if you pivot into not focusing lang sa mga political clients, but on market research? So that's where the idea came in. We started reaching out to different people that can help us. So one of our networks, we had a data scientist, si Dustin, who came in as our fourth employee and shareholder na din, si Dustin.
Nice.
He's our data scientist. And then we look for market research experts, statisticians that can be, you know, that we can use. Kasi we need to have a yabang slide. Eh. So this
is the flex slide.
The flex slide. Flex slide. So this is the CEO. Now this is my head of sales, 20 years experience. This is my data scientist, 13 years experience in SAP, Tableau. This is my market research professional. This is my stat. But still, wala pa din kumukuha sa amin. So, because we were offering already back then our survey services, 100,000, one survey. Wala pumapansin kasi we were really new. We were building this community. unti-unti lumalaki siya, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000. So the cost keep piling up. So we offered our services ex-deal. So you'll always remember your first. My first really, funny that you mentioned it, Ron. Our first client, ex-deal, Pampanga's Best.
Wow!
Survey sa kanila for...
Did you have only long skinless longganisa for tocino?
I had 30,000 pesos worth of tocino.
How many months was that your breakfast? Okay.
Ay, ano naman, pinabigay namin kasi it was crisis to get
okay. Nice.
So they like what we did in a way kasi the result naman is comparable dun sa what they were using before and mabilis.
Yeah.
So they paid us another batch of tocino.
Wow.
Well, longganisa naman. So
okay. That's now you're making me hungry, Miss Foggy. I want to eat longganisa all of a sudden.
Longganisa sa Imus ba? Panalo yun.
Yeah.
Big Ben's. But yun, we purely ex deal and our first paying client now after the ex deal, another ex deal as well, Jerry's Grill. So our connection nun sa SAP to get into Jerry's Grill. We offered our services sa kanila. Nagustuhan din naman nila. So we had Anli Sisig naman. Kompleto na.
Then the next one is Losartan for all the high blood that you're gonna get. And that are Blastatin.
That's what we did. Ang key lang dito is, okay, we're open to X deal. So I think most of the startups are not using the technique on reference clients. It really goes a long way.
Right.
So right now we have almost 75 reference clients run, but we really started with Jerry's Grill and Pampanga's Best.
Correct.
Now we had this flex slide. This is the team. Now these are the reference clients.
Correct.
So that's where we got our first paying client already.
Right. It's literally social proofing it at that point, right? Because at the end of the day, you're right. At the end of the day, you built your trust already with the survey answerers or survey takers, right? Respondents. But you also need to build it from a B2B side, right? And typically, the best way to do it is to show portfolio, right? Show who's already worked with it. It doesn't matter if you ex-deal it out at the person, whatnot. Best if you can get someone to pay. But at the end of the day, it's social proofing. If you can show who you've worked with, and the bigger the better, then the next one would be like, who are you to say no to us? I already got Pampanga's Best. I already got Jerry's Grill, right? So when did that roll over to get your very first paying client?
Well, I was running out of watches to sell.
Oh, no.
Eh, mag-one year na. Wala pa nagbabayad. Puro tocino lang and sisig. So I was down to my last watch. I actually planning to buy back that watch. So it was a Grand Seiko Snowflake. That was my green watch. So sold that for 200,000 pesos. So, and wala na. It's already March 2019. Wala pang paying client. We were working on fumes, I guess.
Yeah.
So in terms of, what's the term for startups, yung runway namin, isang buwan, dalawang lang. Then, right about then, we maubos na yung, yung capital namin. So, we were actually, kasi there's no paying client, there's this respondent, we just do surveys. They release na namin. May nakita kami ng isang politiko sa Manila. And natatalo na siya doon, is running for a certain position there. We were commissioned to do a survey sa City of Manila. But, the key there, Ron, is we were doing surveys nationwide. We actually haven't done any surveys targeted to a certain region.
Oh.
So the founders were apprehensive. Kaya ba natin yan? Kaya ba natin yan? Can we do this target sa Manila? Then wala nang choice eh. So I guess when you're really back into a corner, you just try it out and then hope for... Ayoko naman sabihin yung hope for the best, Ron. Eh. So, but we use all of our resources. Yung last remaining money, we got, we call them field workers, mag-interview. Nagpunta kami sa mga Manila, sa Tondo, different... Ay, sorry, nasabi ko yung area. But it's okay. I want to name the candidate. Nagpunta kami doon sa Tondo, for example. We did face-to-face survey there using...
Wow.
So, but yun, we were lucky enough na gustuhan ng candidate yung result. It proved also na it's possible matatalo siya for the first time sa isang local.
No.
So, doon na nagsimula. We were paid, our first paying client, face-to-face, we were paid 700,000 pesos, Ron. So, that's the what? First money na pumasok sa amin. Yung 200,000 ko na naiwan na 100,000, yung capital, we use it as capital kasi in-advance namin yung cash tokens, payment for
of
the
course,
people.
Of course.
And then, we did another survey. Nagkaroon ng follow-up survey. So, a total contract amount, first ever namin, 700,000 pesos, political. Okay. Then that lasted, that gave us a lot of runway na ginamit namin yung money to go to around 100,000. Again, no paying client again after niya.
Mm-hmm.
Walang paying client kasi tapos na yung election. I guess one of the bloggers is correct. Si Sunan. But it lasted us until such time na makapasok kami sa the final pitch run.
There you go.
That's 6 months. So we were lucky enough, fortunate enough that we were trusted by this candidate, our first ever paying client. And then, umabot yung runway namin for another 6 months. And ubus na. And we were lucky to, oh, we were lucky to reach out to John Aguilar.
Tara there Masal. You go. Another pogi. That there.
So, pogi.
This is where I met you again. You guys, you were super impressive during that time. But talk to me about what happened after the final pitch and how did that roll over into where how you did it during the pandemic as well.
Yeah, so that's a great question. I'm looking back, that was 2019. So we're
around August, July. Yeah.
So elections was May, June, July, August. So parang ubos na. We only have 2 months runway left. We had 100,000 users during that time that were regularly answering a survey.
You still had a job at this point. You were still consulting at this point.
Yeah. Oh, I was still consulting kasi wala akong pansweldo sa sarili ko.
Correct. How are you going to survive? Right.
Yeah, to pay for condos, cars, of course, education for my kid, among others. So still working and working at night sa startup ko sa Tanghek hanggang 11, 12.
Yep.
Nagkataon lang na a message John Aguilar. I was interested in joining the final pitch. Message him last day ng shoot. Na last day ng pitch. So I messaged him 11 a.m. Sabi ko, John, pwede pa mamahapon? No, mag-wrap up na kami ng taping at 2 p.m.
Hmm.
But he was, he was kind enough to grant me the opportunity. Kasi the shoot, it's in STI.
Yes, out there. IDC.
My office is just around the corner. So tumakbo ko para makahabol.
Wow.
We were lucky enough na William Chulim, of Mega Global, nagustuhan naman kami. And then we pitch. We did all of the yung mentoring sa atin. We got them as an investor. And with them as a partner, si Mega Global. So we had, ito naman, open record naman to kasi it's in the show. We were given 8 million for 30% of the company.
What?
That was the yung investment sa amin. So we were happy. So it's, okay na kami doon. So, and then the pandemic happened, right, Ron?
Oof.
So that's a concern. So we hired after getting the money, kasi we hired 7 more employees to join us.
And did you go full time at this point?
No, not yet.
Okay.
But he wanted me to go full time, see Sir William. That's one of the key. But of course, made discussions with him. Of course, na ito yung pera natin. Eh. This is the runway for it. And hindi pa kaya yung salaries ko. So working part-time na lang sa Astotan. And then, of course, again, full-time. Kasi 8 hours ko doon na sa company. So it's full-time na din, Ron. But then the pandemic happened. Kobe died. But the pandemic happened. So,
Taal exploded.
Dami nangyari ng 2020.
Mm-hmm.
But we can say na we're happy that the pandemic happened. But because of that, yung mga companies na let's say one of our first subscriptions, si International Pharmaceuticals, we were lucky enough na yung companies that were providing them data and surveys, hindi makapag-operate. Kasi sino naman ang sasagot ng survey face-to-face o na pandemic? Ma-COVID ka. Bigyan ka lang ng mineral water, ma-COVID ka. So, they asked about our services. Started with XDeal as well. We had, now it's 50,000 worth of alcohol. Kasi, alcohol back then, 2020, Ron, that's gold.
Diba? Yep, so, absolutely.
all. So pinagkagulahan na kami doon, nagustuhan nila, then they subscribed. IPI became our first paying private client.
Si IPI.
And then word of mouth, kasi you know naman, Cebuano clients, Bisaya clients, if they're happy, magkakamag-anak yan yung mga owners.
Right.
Usap-usap na sila. We had, yung sister company sila, they started getting our services. And then hanggang sa mapunta na sa Manila, NutriAsia, RFM Corporation, they got our services during the pandemic. Nagustuhan na nila eh. So at the end of the 2020, the first year of COVID, we had around 15 reference clients na.
Nice.
We were giving heavy discounts. Just we were begging them to be a reference clients. Reference client. Kasi we are a firm believer din. Kasi it shows that people trust you. So yun yung yabang slide namin in any town hacker presentation. Ang dami niya reference client. Client nyo si Ginto pala. Client nyo si Bello. So ayan mga yan. Reference client namin yan. And that's 2020. 2021 naman, how we survive. Malapit na 2022 elections. So wala din nag-survey yung mga traditional. So when we released this trust rating for the government, yung mga top performing agencies ng pandemic, nag-viral talaga siya. So
yeah, doon I saw it.
Hey, yeah, thank you, Ron. So nagulat sila, oh, at the height of the pandemic, Duterte has 94% approval rating. Gulat sila. So some of them binash kami, but you know, Ron, any publicity is good publicity.
Yep.
So nakilala kami, so that's where we got political clients to do surveys, but those are commission surveys. Ito lang, can I bring this up na lang?
Yep.
When you say commission surveys, normally about deep dive, ano yung gusto ng mga tao sa kandidato na to? What are they looking for in a certain candidate? But what we're releasing regularly with Manila Bulletin, it's non-commission. So wala nagbayad sa amin doon. So isa kasi nasabi, it's commission, nai-influensahan yung result ng survey. But just ano lang, ma'am, just to bring it in.
Yep.
Ayun, so nagsimula na din, and 2021, word of mouth na din. So we had the multinational companies reach out to us.
Try us out
one time lang. So yung iba kasi talagang wala nakapag-survey ng 2021, Ron. So sinubukan kami ng mga multinational companies. Some of them subscribe, large enterprises subscribe to us. Kita naman nila yung bilis saka yung it's really comparable yung what we're doing. So end of 2021, 50 na yung reference clients namin. So yeah, we were able to grow the company during the pandemic. I guess it was an opportunity for us, and we grabbed that opportunity. It's a combination of really ano talaga eh, hindi kami sumuko in a way na that's our mantra ever since. So even if we're running on out of funds, for example, di talaga kami sumuko. Kasi we used the funds of Mega during the first 2 years because we were really charging, just to get them as well, we were charging really low to make it accessible. Kasi pina-finalize pa namin yung cost structure namin during
All right, last question before we take our last break. Okay, so you've walked us through the amazing traction that you've gotten through from giving to see and getting to Sino to getting CCIG and whatnot. I want to understand, Martin, because again, your company or any company that a founder does is almost a parallel to how you act as a leader. It's almost a mirror image, right? That type of traction you're going to get is a mirror image of how good you become as a leader or as an operator. This is the main theme of freaking good to great. Anyway, you know, a lot of companies don't make it from level 4 to level 5. Right. But if you can become a level 4 leader, which is very founder driven, that's not too shabby as well. Walk me through that evolution of how you became a scrappy founder who was just really trying to get initial X deal clients into now having go through 3 employees and now being a funded company, because those are three different stages that you're going to have to evolve with. What were the challenges you had to go through and how did you overcome them?
Yeah, another great question, Ron. Paisip ako doon. You know naman na, again, if we do a survey, majority of founders came from corporate. So we're used to 9-to-5. Yun yung, I guess, the first 3 years, that was my mentality. I was thinking of the company as a job. Was an employee of my own company back then. So yun yung mentality ko noon. So parang manager lang ako. In a way na I need to manage the clients. I need to manage. Parang the different thing is like you're just holding multiple positions, but you're, I guess this is the common mistakes of founders. You act as parang managers lang kayo at your own company when you're starting out. Then I had this discussion with si Eric, of course, our sales head, and I got a mentor. So my advice really for founders to get a mentor, someone more experienced than you. So my mentor, of course, nandiyan si William Chulim, nandiyan si Judy Del Mundo of Eon, my former boss, si Te Opinion, who holds a position in a company as well as a shareholder and board member. So I got multiple mentors to guide me. So parang they guided me on don't do those things. So as the, I guess as the captain of the ship, you don't need to do clerical things. Get someone, even if you need to invest on more people, get someone to do this para just to free up tasks na hindi mo dapat gagawin. Kasi it's really time-consuming. So we did a check on what are your daily activities. So parang napansin namin, it's a Pareto principle. 20% of what you're doing contributes to 80% of the success of the company. However, yung sa amin, yung 80% ng ginagawa ko are actually non-value adding to the company. So we lessened the fat. Pinanggal sa akin yun. So that gave me now time to increase yung, instead of imagine 20% contributes to 80% of the success, what if I double that? Mas malaki correct yung opportunity that can be given to our company. So that was a really great advice. So it's given by Ma'am Te to me na bawasan mo yung mga non-value adding activities here. And from there, that was 2021. I used the time that was freed up sa akin to join different organizations.
Yes.
And that's where I learned from different leaders. So like I'm an active member of, shout out sa mga taga JCI Manila. I'm an active member of JCI Manila. Kay President Kalel, shout out sa inyo. The son of Sir Josiah, our president right now. So I learned from them. It's a university of leaders. So I learned how they operate. So you're really right now, yung tama yung expression ron eh. You're the sum of the people you hang out with.
Yep.
So JCI Manila members, 500 kami doon, different business leaders, different industries, different CEOs. I learned from them. I saw how they acted, how tama eh. They don't do time-consuming stuff. So I learned from them. I learned from my mentors. I learned from BCM Manila. So it freed up us time, of course. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I changed from being a manager, Ron, to being someone, I guess, a leader. So,
yes.
Iba kasi, parang man, iba yung for really, you're still a leader if you're a manager. So I became more of a leader now. It's a leadership role with the company. So I guess that's my evolution to answer your question. So I learned from my mentors. I learned from organizations that I joined. Mm-hmm. And because of JCI Manila, we were really able to get new connections, get new clients. So yeah, it's all because binawas sa akin yung mga non-value-adding activities.
Correct.
Really believe, Ron, na being a founder. So that's why I really admire you and see Mommy MK of FH Moms. Mm-hmm. Now you're always out there. So you should be the main.
You're always the face.
You're the face of the company. Wala kang choice. You should be out there. You should be seen by everyone. So, go negosyo. That's why I, of course, aside from helping other startups, I wanted to be out there with Go Negosyo, JCI Manila. Now, we're working with Amor Maklang for Digital Pilipinas. So, you really need to be out there. So, stop being a manager, then just be a leader.
No, and that's an evolution you have to be conscious with. And just, again, in a different stages of the startup, especially the main operative word here is resources. At the start, 0 to 1, you're obviously the employee and you're also the leader. There are going to be so many things to do, but you have to be conscious of the fact that at one point, you're going to have to fire yourself on things that you don't need to do or you don't have to do. Because you're going to be the one holding yourself back. So for example, if you're still the one doing all these clerical work, you work 4 hours, you waste 4 hours doing stuff that you shouldn't be doing. By that time, you're already burnt out and you won't be able to do things that make an impact. I also had the same problem that, okay, before, like, shit, I need to be doing all of these things. When you realize you need to really delegate, force yourself to delegate on things that, you know, hold you back. And you only need to keep the things that, number one, make the most impact for your company. Is it sending that email? Is that reaching out and all these things? Because somebody just needs to be able to catch the ball as you progress, as you earn more sales, as you raise funding, blah, blah, blah. You fire yourself. But it's important though, and this is what you did also, that you do it yourself first. Because it's going to be very hard to tell someone, hey, do it like this, if you did not set the standard of how it's supposed to be done, the way your company needs it to do, right? Now, a lot of the founders that go through this struggle with letting that ball go. But that's where the mentors come in. So I love that you went through their mentors, because sometimes we get in over our heads too much that we realize, oh my God, we're in a loop. You need to break that cycle in order for you to get to the next stage. All right, now let's take our last break. And when we come back, we will now talk about what's next. And again, we're just talking about the middle of the pandemic. What happened after the pandemic and how they exploded through the scene and what's their immediate future going to be like. Well, let's talk about that more after the break. Hey, hustlers, it's time to talk business once again, and we're excited to share a bit more info about our sponsor, Sprout Solutions. And again, just like what I said at the start of the episode, you should check out Sprout's Payroll Starter as you grow your own startup, because this bundle that they have is literally what you need to take your startup to the next level as you grow your employees. And this bundle is your key to freedom, including payroll outsourcing to experts, a subscription to timekeeping and attendance software, and government compliance services. Sprout's Payroll Starter has you covered for payroll, BIR, SSS, and taxes. All the stuff that no founder loves to do. So let Sprout handle the busy work and say goodbye to lines and tax payment stress. All this for as low as 5,000 pesos. Again, that's just 5,000 pesos all in for your payroll and HR needs. So visit sprout.eh, payroll-starter-monthly-5k, or again, just click the link in the description box of this episode to elevate your business management game. And again, big thank you to Sprout Solutions, liberating your time for what truly matters. Hey, hustlers, wish there was an easy way to open a bank account and grow your money without the hassle of lengthy application process and income documents? Well, I got good news, because today's sponsor, Uno Digital Bank, is here to help you achieve your financial goals. You can easily open an account with the Uno app in just 5 minutes and one valid ID. And as one of the 6 digital banks licensed by the Banco Central ng Pilipinas, the company is committed to providing customers with simpler, better, and more accessible banking. Last year, Uno Bank was recognized by the Asia Banking and Finance Awards and bagged the title Open Banking Initiative of the Year due to the success of its partnership with GCash, one of the Philippines' leading mobile wallet platforms. And with the Uno mobile app, you can access an hashtag Uno Ready Savings account and enjoy daily interest crediting. With their hashtag Uno Earn or hashtag Uno Boost Time Deposit accounts, you can enjoy a high interest rate of up to 6.5% per annum. Enjoy monthly payouts with hashtag Uno Earn and flexible tenors with hashtag Uno Boost. Other app features include pay bills, the Uno Virtual Debit MasterCard, life insurance, scan and pay with QRPH, and phones. And the one thing that I really love about Uno Digital Bank is they're open to collaborate with a lot of Filipino startups. I've had a chance to see the partnerships that they've had lined up with the startups that they have, and it's truly exciting to see how a digital bank like Uno can enable startups to unlock the power of fintech through digital banking. So if you're ready to elevate your banking experience, download the Uno mobile app today from the Google Play Store or App Store. Or if you want to collaborate with them, I'll be happy to give you an intro. Just shoot us an email at hello@huffleshare.com. Hey, hustlers, I hope you're having a great 2024 so far. As you know, a lot of startups had a very challenging 2023, and hopefully things are going to do better this year for a lot of us. Not just because it's the year of the dragon, but also because our sponsor, Dragon Pay, is here to help your startups process payments in the most efficient way. Established in 2010, Dragon Pay empowers businesses of all sizes to accept and disburse payments through secure and convenient channels, giving your customers the flexibility to choose the payment method that suits them best.
With over 85 partner channels, 35,000 partner branches nationwide, including QRPH, e-wallets, crypto, buy now, pay later, and many more. They also process an astonishing 15 million transactions processed globally each month. DragonPay is your trusted choice for online payments. And here's something to show you how legit DragonPay is. DragonPay was named FinTech of the Year at last year's Philippine FinTech Festival in 2023. So let's make 2024 extra prosperous for you and your startup in this year of the Dragon. For more details, head on over to DragonPay.ph. That's DragonPay.ph. Trust the pioneer. Trust DragonPay. And we're back from the break. We are still with Martin Peñaflor of Tangeret and told us that amazing journey. But again, there you go. She imagined the most pogi guy waving to you. But I want to understand now, Martin, you know, so you now told us that evolution, you now harness your network, you know how to do that. But every single time you level up as a founder, there are going to be new challenges that you do. So again, the more money, more problems type of problem. At this stage, you know, you're building a company. What were the challenges that you had to go through as you made your company bigger? Because as you add more headcount and add more shit, again, you have to fire yourself every single time and delegate as you come through. And as the company gets bigger, it becomes more complex. What were the challenges you had to go through as an operator this time?
Well, that's a great question. So right now, I guess we're lucky enough that funding is not an issue.
There you go.
We're targeting, again, to give dividends. First time namin to give dividends.
Nice. That means you're profitable. Mm-hmm.
We're just waiting for a final payment of a government client. So first challenge, of course, still money. That's always a problem, regardless if you're profitable or not. So right now, the challenge will be our accounts receivable. So as a founder, so I learned this from Juni Del Mundo. So, of course, madaming tasks that you can delegate to anyone, but keep accounts receivable. Tutukan mo yan. Kasi that's the lifeblood.
Cash flow.
Company. That's your cash flow. So, kulitin, kahit makulitan yung accountants mo sa inyo, you keep following it up, but you really need to do it. If you need to go personally to pick up the book, exactly. Going, I'll do that. Kasi that's a lifeblood. Kasi you have, I guess, 30 employees that you need to pay every 15th and 30th. And, yep. You know, we don't want to delay the salaries. And we know a lot of people are umaasa sa amin, of course, for that one. And we're really thankful sa help of all of our employees. So and we I call them partners. I am just using the term employee now. Of our partners sa company. So really, as a founder of a company, focus on getting things right sa accounts receivable. So the industry standard is around, if you can afford 30 days, but that's the industry standard. That's 30 days yung accounts receivable niyo. But there's
nobody pays in 30 days. It's very, very few. Everybody's overdue all the time.
Yeah, diba? Well, you're lucky enough to get someone, private companies, to get 15 days. But there are really big companies na 60 to 120
Dude,
days.
Dude, sometimes pa nga, it's 1 year. The bigger they are, the slower they pay. Oh my God.
Yun yung di ko mag-gets eh. But I guess that's them.
You know the number? It's 92% of businesses in the Philippines do not pay on time.
That's right. So that's
right. That is fucked up.
But the good thing nga with government accounts, kasi we were joining PhilJEP's bids, official government procurement. So we're... Right now, Ron, we're helping the Department of Trade and Industry, BSP, Dangerous
Drugs. Nice.
Madaming government agencies, they really pay on time. That's what I really like about government accounts kasi they follow a really strict process.
Correct.
So, yung pang private yung nahirapan maningil. but never, don't let that task go. That's your, if you're going to delegate something, don't delegate yung accounts receivable.
Correct.
So, sorry, what's the question?
And that's it. Those are the things that you technically really need to, you know, evolve with as you come along, because that's something that you're right. You cannot delegate. I mean, somebody can catch the ball with the clerical stuff, but building the relationship, because sometimes it's really just going to be relationships that's going to do it. Because at the end of the day, the people that owe you money also are owed money. Sometimes it's just a chain effect. Somebody didn't pay them on time, so that's why they can't afford it. But it's the relationships you have with your clients that if you can really find a way to get them to pay up straight up, that would really help you out. Because it's a
it's a, again, domino effect, ripple effect. If somebody didn't pay them on time, then they can't afford to pay you, then, you know, it's that. So, but the one thing that really breaks that cycle sometimes is really the relationship that you build with your clients. Now, Martin, I want to now go back, right? So you're in this stage now in Tangere. Post-pandemic, what did that look like? Because again, you now built the trust on the respondent side. You built the trust in the corporate side. How did you then come along? Especially, you know, next year, election season na naman. So what's the immediate future looking like?
So post-pandemic, so last year, so that's where we, in a way, nakilala na kami. So then that helped us to increase our level of awareness, Ron. And because of that, we decided, what if we join, I mentioned kanina yung PhilJEPS, government procurement. So we started now bidding for government projects. So we're fortunate enough, lucky enough na nananalo kami in government bids. Of course, nice. We streamlined our costing and it opened the doors for us to get into multiple government accounts. Of course, all of them may mga notice to proceed, notice of award of the contracts because of our streamlined costs na din. That's our main 50%, 60% of our business run are from government agencies that we bid in. So that's our main activity during the pandemic. So right now, after our planning, you mentioned kanina na malapit na ang election. So we're allotting 30% of our services, of our time, for example, to go after political accounts. So 2025, 2028, we're gearing towards that. But still, the same challenge, Ron, for us, the same challenge for us, even during the pandemic, will always be our cash flow. So that will always be a challenge.
Everyone has the same challenge.
Because if there are some late payments, for example, club projects that can fund those.
I hope you have new watches to pawn now.
I stopped the watch collection already. Mostly sports card na lang ako ngayon. NBA cards.
There you go. Don't sell on the HBK card, okay?
That's my personal collection. But challenge now post-pandemic, still the same cash flow. But we're really gearing towards the opportunity is there sa government accounts because the firms, traditional firms, since they're doing it face-to-face and malapit na election, their capacity now will be diluted. I mean, they won't have any capacity to handle government projects, so they won't bid there. So more opportunity for us to bid in government projects and for possible winning the account. And right now, what we're evolving in, Ron, is a full-service market research. So we're doing qualitative studies, mga focus group discussion. So during the pandemic, we did 1,000 studies. 1,000 studies. Dami niyan. Now, right now, we just finished our face-to-face. So bumabalik na kami dyan. So, and then we're building a capability to do surveys traditional way. So nice. We have application. Now we're having, let's say, for example, we have 100 people in the Dangerous Drugs Board survey. 12 respondents nationwide. We did it first face-to-face.
Wow.
Face-to-face na din kami. So we built that capability now. So now we can handle the online. If a client looks, I'm traditional. I like yung
you're versatile to take it on.
We can do it now. So that's our next level now after the pandemic. Still, if you ask me, Ron, if we're planning to expand to a different country, for example, we plan to baka in next year. We plan muna to focus on the upcoming 2025 elections.
Yep.
And of course,
we're gonna be very busy for sure.
We only have 5% of the market share here in the Philippines for research. So we need a bigger piece of the pie there. So our target is to get around 20% market share. So hopefully we get that target this year.
I'm sure you guys are on the right path. But last question before I let you go. Martin, and I don't get to ask this as often as I want this again.
Sure.
Not a lot of people go through the same path. But if I lent you the keys, Martin, to the Hustle Share time machine again, and you'll have the chance to talk to yourself during the Clericare era in Unilab, what would be your advice to yourself during that time, knowing what you know now?
Knowing what I know now. Actually, that's me 21 years old. But can I fast forward konti when we formed the company?
Sure, 20, go ahead. Well, you have the keys to the time machine.
I have the keys. So I'll go back 5 years from now. So this is one of my advice to, I always say this when I speak in different startup events with my mentors.
Yeah.
So doing mentorship stuff sa Go Negosyo, yung equity, that's the most precious resource that you have in the company. So you have 100%. My mistake when I was starting, ang galante ko sa equity. I mentioned Ron kanina that I built a team ng mga experts. Parang nabigay lang ako candy o 10% sa'yo. 10% sa'yo. And then at the end of the day, they were not really, some of the early founders of the company were not culture fit on what we plan to do. But yeah, they already have 10%. Wala na. Wala naman akong pambayad sa kanila to get back. Kasi during that time, we started...
It's touch move na at that point.
Touch move na eh. Our valuation, it's during that time, is 0.1 centavo sa SEC. Pag gano'n, kaya kong bilhin yan. But after the investment from Mega, it went up to 2 pesos and 50 centavos per share. So hindi ko na mababayadan yung 10%, even it's already diluted. So I had no choice but look for partners now that can be culture fit. So if you look at our... this is one of the reason why we haven't even discussed yung possible Series A round. Kasi nakikita namin magulo yung cap table namin. If you look at our cap table, there's around 10 to 12 of us there. And it's all because of the mistake that I did. So if I had a time machine, so Martin, puta, wag mo pamigay yung shares mo. If you need mo, bigyan mo ng 1%, 2% lang. So, but look for someone who's really a culture fit sa inyo. So right now, we learn from our past mistakes. So really, first for startups, my advice is treat it with such, parang treat it like your girlfriend, for example, or your wife, yung wag yung bibitaw. So yakapin nyo na todo yung equity, equity nyo, yung shares.
And people have to earn it. Right?
Yeah, they earn it. Hindi yung my really mistake, nakilala ko lang expert ka pala dito, bigyan kita ng 10% para lang may mukha kaming maharap. So hindi siya walang ano eh, pangit. And second is right now we're do culture fit interviews before hiring people. Ang hirap kasi na once they're in and then they're really not a culture fit on what you're planning to do. Ang hirap nilang tanggalin.
That's worse than divorce.
Yes.
Okay.
I guess there that's it. My time machine. So, mababaw lang. Siguro sabihin ko din yung mga lotto numbers. Yung nanalo ng 640 million, bigay ko na din.
There you go. That's amazing. No, but here's the thing. You need to... Now, again, it's harder to implement, but the fail-safe option to make sure that, you know, somebody earns equity is when you incorporate, put a vesting schedule and a cliff. So a cliff technically is that, okay, even yourself, you need to earn your shares, right? So the cliff technically, so for example, you have a 4-year vesting schedule, let's just say 20%, you earn 5% every year, right? For 4 years. But you don't start earning as co-founders after 1 year muna. The cliff is basically your honeymoon period. So meaning if it 1 year, you already see that, oh my God, it's not a culture fit. You can easily get that back. The company gets back the shares. So that's it. I also made the same mistake. So that's why I'm smiling. I gave out too much. And at that point, like, oh my God, I can't do anything. The worst feeling in the world is you have someone that you're going to have to see people in the board meeting and this guy is not even freaking doing anything anymore. And he owns a good chunk of your company. So again... amazing, amazing story. And thank you so much, Martin, for such an amazing episode. I love it. But before I let you go, again, for those people that want to work with you through, I don't know, commission or get you guys to run a market survey, or if they want to just answer surveys, invite people over. Where do they go and how do they do that?
You can reach out to us at website namin, tangherayapp.com, or you can just send me a message on LinkedIn and Facebook. Ako naman yung laging sumasagot doon. I'm the one who answers all of our followers. Kasi it's time consuming. But without them will be nothing kasi. So I owe it to them to respond to them.
Absolutely. Again, Martin, thank you very much. But before I let you go, follow us on whatever podcast app you're listening to, whether Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if we did say some jargon, it's going to be the show notes on hustleshare.com. And again, big shout out and thank you to our premium supporters and the brands that also support Hustle Share. Again, but big shout out to the premium supporters like Angelo Lee of Sari Suki and Gab Abbott of Buo. Again, if you want to also join them, you can also subscribe to the Hustle Share premium package at premium.hustleshare.com. Again, Martin, thank you very much.
Thank you din, Ron. Can I get a screenshot? Propose ko lang din to.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Yeah, yan. Screenshot natin. There you go. Salamat, Ron. Thanks for having me here. Dream come.
There you go. And very, very much earned rooting for you, my man. But again, I'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.